Hello, thanks for downloading the podcast. Now, did you know that RNIB is 150 years old this year? Well, if you didn't, well, you do now. Lots of things are going on around the UK to celebrate RNIB's 150th anniversary. One man is doing something rather unusual to celebrate, and it's all to do with amateur radio. Terry Robinson is from Glasgow and joins me now. Hi, Terry. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
So you are an amateur radio fan, that's fair to say?
Indeed, yes. I've actually been an active radio amateur for over 50 years now, having started at school. And in fact, it was very good at school. It was a hobby I got into. And I would say the beauty of it was that once I'd actually got on the air communicating with people all over the world, really, nobody needed to know or care that I couldn't see. And as a teenager, I was a bit self-conscious meeting people and the sort of stigmatizing attitudes that some people took. And, of course, I got away from that through amateur radio.
That's very interesting. So it was a kind of a way of escaping the world around you a bit.
Indeed. Hmm. And it was a very good way of being an interesting, fascinating hobby, as well as, of course, boosting my own self-confidence in dealing with other people. Plus, of course, growing my knowledge of geography and what other people did and technical issues. And to some extent, that was instrumental in me then going on to university and pursuing an engineering career.
Well, I mean, that's interesting because, you know, I mean, I'm a radio guy, but I tend to talk out the way and get very little back because of the nature of the kind of radio that I do. But it's very interesting. It must be fascinating to speak to people. How far and wide does this go?
Well, at the moment, not very far. Conditions are absolutely rubbish. We're at the minimum of a sunspot cycle. Now, this tends to be typically an 11-year cycle, which peaked in about 2013. And so now, if you can imagine that we're now coming to the end of 2018, it's about as low as it gets. So it's not that good, but there again, you get some pleasant surprises. So we can still contact America and Australia occasionally, New Zealand occasionally. And of course, depending what frequency you're on, I mean, we're allocated various frequency bands from just above medium wave to just below, well, way above broadcast VHF, UHF.
Right,
but
okay.
I personally only have up to VHF.
I guess the naive amongst us, me in particular, thinks that, you know, you would only ever speak to truckers or, you know, people who are...
That tends to be CB.
CB, right. So is that different?
Now, that's not to say there aren't truckers who are also into amateur radio.
Right.
But it is I wouldn't say that one is actually superior to another, although obviously that kind of, you know, us and them culture is one that people like to adopt. I personally think that they're different. The different aspects of a communicating hobby.
But who do you talk to on it? Who do you end up speaking to?
It can be anybody. I mean, King Hussein of Jordan used to be a radio ham.
Wow.
I never spoke to him myself, but yeah, he was quite active, and I don't know whether any of his children took it up, but yes, he was very active, and he went to Harrow School as a youngster. And he developed quite a relationship with a local radio club in Harrow. I used to live in Harrow at one time. And although I never met him, he would actually sort of visit from time to time and donate equipment to the local radio club.
Wow.
And that was King Hussein.
That's
so anybody and everybody, you'd be surprised.
But the reason that we're talking to you today is because you want to do something a bit special.
That's right.
To celebrate RNIB's 150th anniversary.
Indeed, yes.
What are you doing?
Right, I'm going on the air. That's the plan.
Okay.
The Ofcom have allowed me to use a unique call sign, which it is at GR150NIB. So that's Golf Royal 150 National Institute Blind. I have that call sign at the minute from the 1st to the 28th of October, although I'm trying to get it extended to the 31st so as we can get the whole month in. And I'm going to try and contact as many people as I can, commitments else permitting, and of course basic needs of eat, sleep and whatever, as many people as I can to raise the profile of RNIB and introduce them to our 150th anniversary celebration. Now, in doing this, I do recognise that RNIB is a UK charity, and so I will, in as much as is practical, be interested in contacting UK stations. So that means the frequencies I'll be operating on will tend to favour that. But then I also understand, you know, a need to sort of do it to go international. And so there will be a certain amount when I'll be looking to draw worldwide attention to this.
Yeah, because RNIB does have an international presence and certainly does. Is well recognised around the world.
It does.
I mean, it's incredible. Do you meet a lot of other blind people on there? I mean, have you met other
blind
people?
Well, you don't tend to know. You see, it sort of comes out through other things.
Of course, yeah.
We have an email list, Blind Hams, where most of them are American, but there are quite a few Europeans, one or two Australians, Canadians, and of course, UK. The clubs I belong to, the sort of international clubs, I mean, there are a few other blind people in there. But, you know, we don't sing out, oh, look at me, I'm blind. No, I mean, sometimes it comes out in conversation. Sometimes you just find out. But they are out there.
Yeah, because, you know, contrary to popular belief, blind people don't walk around and just tell other people that they're blind all day.
No, well, you can't avoid it to some extent if you need a dog or a cane or something. But And that inevitably draws attention, but there's no need to draw attention on the air particularly unless somebody asks the question, which for whatever reason you can't answer. Or sometimes you actually are telling somebody about a particular experience you have or how you experience something or how you manage something in a different way than they might. I have power meter, and I also have one that sends information to me in Morse. And every now and again it comes up in conversation that's what I use, whereas they just look at a dial on the front of something.
So is this better than Facebook and Twitter for you?
I don't do Facebook and Twitter.
You don't need it?
I don't need it. And actually, I have absolutely no respect for it. I mean, maybe it's a generational thing, but, you know, I say I grew up with a brain.
I think there's a lot of people might agree with you on that. Some will disagree, I'm sure, as well. Terry, it's been great talking to you. You know, for all amateur radio enthusiasts out there, give us the call sign again that they should be listening
Golf
out for.
Royal 150 National Institute Blind. Now, it is a great hobby for blind people, and we want to try, by appointment, people are encouraged, you know, vision-impaired people who are interested, whether there's any interest through Connect, and I'll be dealing with Susan Byrne on this. If people want to come round by arrangement and watch this in action, then they are welcome to do so. One of the conditions of my getting the call sign, theoretically, I'm supposed to open my home up to the public. Well, I'm not actually doing that.
No.
What we will do, though, is try to get the message to as many blind people as possible. And so that if vision-impaired people through Connect want to come and watch an amateur radio station in action, then they're welcome to do so by arrangement.
They can also come and watch me in action, because there's a true amateur. Terry, it's been great talking to you. Thank you so much.
OK, thank you. The Daily Connect Podcast.